Ok, dale.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. We're holding at Daf Lamed Vav at the top, right, neatly at the Mishnah. Okay. Hamadras Kaver Sheyochal Etzlo. Vahu Enu Maminu Al Hamaisras. So he's eating by somebody who he believes to be an Amoritz, that he does not trust him on Maisras. Ochol Imo Bishabasarishono. So he's allowed to eat by him the Shabbos Rishona, Aval Pishein and Eman and Maestris, Bovad Shiomer Lo Musarnhein. So it says that his Madras Chavero, there is a discussion whether we're talking about something that actually could take effect. Because if it's really a neder, there's actually before Shasif and Shulchan Aruch about this, that by Nedarim it's called Nidre's reason and it doesn't, they don't work. If it would be, the Rambam learns it's a Shvuah, and if it's a Shvuah, it would work. But either way, the point of the Mishnah is not so much whether that's whether it's chal. The point of the Mishnah is that the person by saying this is demonstrating that he will have animosity towards this guy if he does not eat by him. And therefore he expects him to eat by him. So the Mishnah says he's allowed to eat by him the Shabbos Rishonah. We'll see what that means. And the Mishnah then repeats what seems to be redundant. Afal pi sheinu neman ala maisras, and the Mishnah Eliyahu, the Shnois Eliyahu from the Gaon, he says that you read that with the Bilvad, that he's neman ala maisras Bilvad sheyomer lo musarnein, that even though the real heter, the Gemara is going to say is mishum eva, because there's going to be resentment if he does not eat by him, but there has to be what was. This was referred to earlier, in earlier dafim. There has to be an ilah. There has to be a pretext, at least something that we could hang our hat on, that we could say that there's something to be samech on, even though you don't trust the Amoritz, but at least you have to ask him, and he'll say that they are meusarin. So you read it together that it's even though he's not neman. It's Bilvad that he has to at least say that they're Musarni.
What's the problem? What is that?
Why?
What is it?
We don't
We
want
discuss flexible us somebody else who receives something that we have to control.
I think it has to do with inherent coolness that exist in Dumai, but we don't want there to be. We don't want there to be an animosity in Klal Yisrael. So if we can avoid it, we the Chazal made special dispensations, understanding that Demai in itself is there's a certain chumrat even that we that there's a din of Demai. So we have what to be somech on. So they were makel.
Does it take place on Shabbos?
This is taking place. So it's not mukhrach that it's taking place on Shabbos because
it says right in the Mishnah.
right, but it could be also the Rosh Tzurlio is going to say what we're going to see that kol zayin yimei chuppah, this could really be true all Sheva brachos. So that's So,
because we can't tell them, eat there, leave something over on your plate, and say that's your miser because you can't do that on Shabbos. The meal that you're eating there is Shabbos. When he makes the neder, that's going to be in a week.
it could possibly be any day of the week. It could also the but the actual achilo could be if it's considered an if it's considered what the Gemara is going to say. It's prutam gaya, which is a sudas chasana. It could even be actually during the week. So it would be within the week of the chasana, and it would not
Here.
it would not be mukhrach to be on Shabbos.
You can't take mice on your plate and say, I don't know, I need to sell this.
Right. So, right. So then on Shabbos, on Shabbos particular, it would be a problem. That's right. Yes. But Shabbos Shnia, Afal Pi Shenol Dere Mena, Lo Yochal Ad She'aser. But the second Shabbos, even though if he's no Dere Menu, then he would not be allowed to eat. So Rav Yonah bar Rav Shmuel, b'shem Rav Yochanan, b'Shabbos shel prutam garya hetiru mipnei eva. So the heter is a heter of eva, that there would be resentment if he would not eat by him, and that what that means is it's a chuppas bachur in basula. That's the Rav Shirlio says. That it's going to be a it's going to be a chasana. So the issue that Reb Chaim Kanievsky deals with is that earlier when we had a previous Gemara, that the Gemara said that the Gemara had a heter because of Eimas Shabbos alone, and the Gemara didn't have to come on to Eva. So if back in that Gemara on Daf Lamed Daled, the Gemara says a heter, a qualification of the Mishnah, of Shabbos, that interpret that Mishnah in Halacha Aleph talking about produce that the purchaser had relied upon them before Shabbos, of Shabbos, lo bada. And the Gemara brought a raya from our Mishnah. So what that you see that there's a chiluk. So what would so the answer is the Reb Chaim Kanievsky is saying is it's really in the Gemara there itself, that our Gemara is where lo nismecha daita, where he wasn't counting on eating from those pears, where he was counting from eating on those from those pears. So then you have to come on. Then you don't have to come on to. Then you don't have to come on to Eva. In our Mishnah, even though he was not counting on eating from those pears, there's going to be a heter, and that heter is because of Eva. That's going to be the distinction between the two Mishnayos. Okay, so
the basic understanding of why it doesn't work for the second Shabbos is because you don't see Dalmar.
The Pasht of Pshat, the way I understood it, it doesn't help for the second Shabbos, because the second Shabbos there's no Eva anymore, not as much Eva, because you're not within the Simcha anymore. There's a special amount of Eva when he's having his son's chasana, and he expects him to eat there.
Couldn't you take it between the first and second Shabbos?
Take it between this. He was having him over on Shabbos.
First Shabbos and then the second Shabbos, right?
So the second Shabbos was already past this Shiva Sumei Mishnah. So he's having him. He's ha he wants him to come over a second Shabbos, and
based on the first Matir, or there was another.
This is the discussion. If there was a new one, but Pashas, it would mean that there was a second that he did it again. Yeah.
Don't mess with the Kotel.
Right, and the Rash Shirlio points out is that the 30 days that there's even discussion about this, because the Gemara in Ksuba says that all that the first 30 days you make the bracha that you could make the bracha she'asimcha b'mono. But there's no shavar brachas, but at least there's some residual simcha the first 30 days.
Which one did he say that in?
In Ubashavishnia. Iker simcha azla. Avagav demrinu minksubis, the kol plus in yomin, that you can say she'asimcha b'mono. Okay. Okay. So I'm Rabbi Oven. So here they allowed one to eat tevel because of Darkei Shalom. So Bepashtus, we're saying that Rabbi Yovan is just reiterating the Chiddush, that even though there's a strong chash But still, Mishum Darkei Shalom, because we don't want there to be Eva, we made a heter. The Rambam Perish Mishnayos has a different way of understanding it, that he understands that Rabbi Oven is actually arguing Rabbi Yochanan. And he's saying that it's not special because of Prutkamaya. There's a heter here that the first week, the first Shabbos that he invites him, he can come. The second Shabbos, he can't come anymore. And it has nothing to do with that he's making a chasana. Okay. Rab Chanina Amar Rab Yirmiya by Imifnei Darkei Shalom, Lama Li Bilvad Sheyomer Lo Musarin Hing. If it's really Mibnei Darkei Shalom, so then why do I need to come on to Bilvad Sheyomer Lo Musarin Hing? Just say, it's Darkei Shalom. What's the point of having him say anything? If it's really a heter of Darkei Shalom. So, and the Gemara does not answer this question. The Gemara doesn't say anything. And the Mefarshim point out that the reason that the Gemara doesn't say anything is because the Gemara has already dealt with this issue. Like we mentioned, that the concept of an Ela, that sometimes you'll need some kind of pretext, even though if that's not the Iker Tam. The Iker Tam will be Mipnei Darkei Shalom, but Chazal will require a pretext to allow it, something to be Samechan, even if it's not the Iker Tam. So that's the unstated possible response to this question. Okay, Shalu Shabbos Rishona, below Ba Hashnia Mashu Sheteas Rishona. He asked him on the first Shabbos. He didn't come on the first Shabbos. What, can he now come on the second Shabbos? So then we can come back to this Rosh Serlio, who understands that even on the second Shabbos, there's still some residual simcha back from the chasana. So maybe he can still come because that Ava. There would still be enough Ava to allow it because he hasn't joined in his simcha yet. So he can still come on the second week. You could look at it that way, or it could be headed. Maybe there was Ones on the first week. Yeah, you're right. That's what I had thought, Papashas, that he had a good excuse, but that could be too. Okay. I'm Rav Chista, Kan Sheninu Sheasur Lachaver Sheyochal Basuda Sheein Lashem. So Rav Chista said that here we learn that it's usur for a chaver to eat at a suda that doesn't have a shame. And Mefarshim say that it has to be something like a Suda Smitzvah. A real Chavar, a Talmud Chacham, will only eat at a Suda Smitzvah. And there are different ways of understanding what the Diak is exactly, how we're inferring this. But Papashtas, we can say that what it means is that from the fact that we were Mukim the Mishnah as B'Shabbos Shel Protam Gaya, so the Pshat is that the Ama Aretz only has Eva to the Talmud Chacham if he's not going to come to his Suda Smitzvah, because he understands that the Talmud Chacham will only eat at a Suda Smitzvah. So if it's not a Suda Smitzvah, he wouldn't expect it to come in the first place, because he knows the Talmud Chacham doesn't eat at a Suda Smitzvah. It's an interesting aura that I had was that in the Melech HaShlomo on the Mishnayos brings from the Gemara Pesachim that a Talmud Chacham, even a Chasana, which is a Suda Smitzvah, a Talmud Chacham should only attend a Chasana if it's a Talmud Chacham to a Bas Talmud Chacham. So I have to wonder what this Am Haaretz is thinking. If the Am Haaretz knows that he's Am Haaretz, so why should he expect that this Talmud Chacham is going to come to his child's chasana? But it sounds like he knows something, because he knows that Talmud Chacham wouldn't come. So it could be he doesn't think of himself as such an Am Haaretz, that he doesn't he's not makshim himself to be an Amor. So It's basically Gemara Pesachim that it's only a real simcha if a Talmud Chacham marries a Bas Talmud Chacham. It's a Gemara Pesachim and Tesefi. I just wanted to add that.
Yeah, no, but it's in the footnote, Menachem.
Oh,
36A1.
Yeah,
Menachem, you see the footnote 36A1. I don't know if you have the art scroll.
I do have it, 36.
Yeah, he brings down the whole thing, and he said if both the bride and the groom come from unlearned families, then there is nothing objectionable about this union, and the feast is considered a suda mitzvah si mishnah brura.
Oh, that if they're both from unlearned families?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, okay, I hear.
Do you see that? 36A, not A1, A3, sorry. 36A3.
36A3 on. Oh, 36A3, and which?
Yes, it's the top. It's the top paragraph, the first full paragraph.
The Bavli Pesachim teaches that not every wedding feast is considered sudas mitzvah. In particular, the daughter of a scholar marries an Aaron suing feast is not considered sudas mitzvah. Talmud Chacham may not attend, but it's only true only when the bride is from a learned background and the groom is not. Okay, that would be an answer. So if they're both amaratzim, so then it would be okay. Okay, that's the issue. Okay, thank you.
But we don't say that Talmud Chacham would go to that wedding.
It sounds like then it would be acceptable for him to come. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, it says there.
Yeah, but I don't know if
we'll
that's the origin of Chabad.
Okay. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Ein Adam, Sarach Likro Shem El Meiser, Ani Shel Demai. So the Mishnah continues that a person does not have to be Kori Shem. On Meiser Ani Shel Demai, Bachachamim Omrim Kori Shem Veinu Tzarich LaHafrish. So the Reb Lezer says, not only do you not have to be Mafrish, you don't have to do a Kriya Shem, and the Chachamim say that you have to be Kori Shem, and we'll see what the reason is. The reason not to that you would we'll see in the Gemara that you would not even have to do a Kriya Shem because the Amirats are not next to do not to take off Meister Ani because it's Ba'avon Misa. But the Chachamim say that you still have to. Misha Kara Shem Lachumas Meister Shel Dmai Ulamaiser Ani Shel Vadai Lo Yitle B'Shabbos. So somebody who had previously been Kara Shem before Shabbos for Chumas Meister Shel Dmai and Meister Ani Shel Vadai, he should not take them off on Shabbos. And that is this is not explained here, but it's explained later on Daf Lamed Zayin. There's an isser to give matnas kahuna b'shabbos and b'pashas. It's a gzera that you'll come to be mafresh. Now here the Gaon says before, so you're allowed to be mafresh if you're kori shem before Shabbos. You're allowed to be mafresh, but you can't be kori shem and be mafresh on Shabbos. And if you will give the matanos, so we're afraid that you're going to come to be Kori Shem and be Mafresh on Shabbos, which you're not allowed to do. So we're saying that if you were Kori Shem, even if you, before Shabbos, even if you're Mafresh, but you may not give them to, you may not give them to a Kohen. And then the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, V'imhaya Kohenu Ani Lemudim Luchal Etzlo Yevol V'yochol Bovat Yodin. If you have a Kohen or an Ani, from the Meister Ani case, that are accustomed to come eat by him, then you're allowed to have them eat by you and give them from that Vilvachivdim. You have to tell them. The reason that you have to tell them is because there is an Isser of Gnevis Das, that if you are giving them what something that you have a Chiyiv to give them, but it looks like you are just hosting them and giving them as if they're guests, so then they are being awarding yourself unearned appreciation because you had to give that to somebody anyway. So that could be an isser of Gnevis Das. So you would have to tell them. Okay, Zakta Gemara. Rabbi Bar Bar Huna B'Shem Rav Ha'ochel Peros of Tfulin L'Maiser Ani Chayid Misa. So this was the basis of the Mishnah that If somebody eats peiris, which are tovel or meiser ani, that meiser ani has not been taken from them, he's chayiv misa. And that's why we could be somewhat on the fact that it's that they took off meiser ani. My time at the Rebbe Lezer, what is the reason of Rebbe Lezer? Mikaven shiudeya shehu ba'oven misa mafresh. So that would be the Pasha explanation. That he knows that the Ani is afraid of Isurim. The Amoritz is afraid of Isurim. He's afraid of this too. And this scares him, and he'll be mafresh. So the Amoritz will be careful to be mafresh, Meiser Ani. My time is Rabbanan. So what did the Rabbanan hold? Below Kach Kori Shein. Even so, you're Koreshein Beino Tzarech LaHafresh because of this reason, Gufa. Because of this reason that you have a right to be Samech on the fact that they're really Mafresh. So even though we would be Choshesh Mitzad the Isser for the Miut, that some people are not Mafresh. So for the Isser, you want to cover all bases and you want to be Choshesh and you want to be Mafresh. But mitzad the mamonis, you're not going to have to give it to the ani, so it's a motzi mechaver alvaraya. So being that it's only a kriya shame anyway, so that's why the chachamim say that you should do a kriya shame. And that's the machlokes Rebbe Lezer and the chachamim. The Gemara continues, and the Gra has a different girsa over here. The Gra's girsa is ro oso mafresh. Sheni, hanemon l'sheni, nemon l'rishon. Divrei Rebbe Lezer. He takes out the tni and nemon, and it's ro so mafresh sheni, hanemon l'sheni, nemon l'rishon. V'chachom omrim hanemon l'rishon, nemon l'sheni. So you see an ani take off. He's mafresh meister sheni. The Rebbe Lezer holds that if he's nemon l'sheni, he's nemon l'rishon, and the chachamim say that if he's nemon l'rishon. One who's Nemon Larisha is Nemon Lashani, but being Nemon Lashani is not Nemon Larisha. Someone who's known to take off Meiser Rishon, we can assume he takes off Meiser Shani, but if he takes off Meiser Shani, he does not take off Meiser Rishon. We're talking about Meiser Shani and Meiser Shani and Meiser Rishon.
Or is not the Quran to compare Meiser Shani to Meiser Ani?
Not at this point. At this point, the Gemara is just discussing Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni. So the Gemara says Matam de Rebbe Lezer. So before the Gemara does not ask the reason for the Chachamim. So the Gemara explains that the reason that the Gemara doesn't ask the Tam of the Chachamim is because that Meiser Sheni is more of a reason that he will take off Meiser Sheni, because Meiser Sheni remains Mom and Bialim. He just needs to take it to Yerushalayim. Whereas Meiser Rishon does not entirely remain by him, because Trumas Meiser goes to the Kayan. Now it's true that Meiser Rishon itself goes to the Levi, but there's a difference that The Meiser Rishon technically is mutter is not an isser to eat, and that much the Amoritz is not concerned about, because we see even by Meiser Ani, even if he's careful to take off, he doesn't give it to the Ani, so he's not necessarily concerned about that, but he will be concerned about the Trumas Meiser that's munach in the Meiser Rishon. That's the way the Goyen learns it, that he'll be concerned about losing. But Meiser Sheni, he's not losing. He won't be losing anything. He would have the tirch of having to take it to Yerushalayim. It would be an iser. There would be an iser to eat lo suchal lechol b'sharecha. There would be an iser to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. That issue you would have. But so that's why the Gemara doesn't ask what's the time of the Chachamim. It was pasha to the Gemara where the Chachamim were coming from. The Gemara only asks on ma tam to Rebbe Lezer, and the Gemara says. And the Gemara is not sure what the reason it is. Mishum she'enu chashet lahaktim, o mishum shehifrish sheni chazaka shehifrish rishon. Is it the pshat that he's not choshed lahakdim? That once he's doing a mitzvah, the way the mafarshim seem to say it is once he's doing a mitzvah, he's not going to do a ver at the same time. There's an iser on meleascha v'dimacha loisa acher. You're not allowed to change the order of the various trumas and maestras. So we are not choshed that once he's going to do it, he's going to take off maestr sheni, he's going to do it out of order. Or do we say that there's a chazaka, shehifrash rishon, what it seems to be is that once he's somebody that takes off some, we assume that he does all the hafrashes that he's supposed to do. So the Gemara then brings a raya, and not so pashut which way the Gemara is going, but we'll say it one way. But Tanina Rabbi Lezer Oimer, ein adam tzarach likroi shem l'maiser ani sheld mai, that we said in the Mishnah, that a person does not have to be kore shame for maiser ani sheld mai. Hasheni tzarach. But for maiser sheni, you do, which means that you're choshed, that even though the ani takes off maiser ani, takes off maiser ani, he does not take off maiser sheni. So you see, we're choshish, that he will make distinctions. So if the tam would be altsa chazaka, then he shouldn't be making those distinctions. And then the way the Ritva says it, the Gemara now just goes on to be mechazik, the point that the reason should not, then it should not be because of chazaka. Because ma im sheni she'en l'raboy toives hana tzarech lahafrish, and here raboy means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That by sheni, the raboy doesn't get toives hana haya, because Hashem's not being mechayev you to give it to anybody. Tzarech lahafrish, the Talmud Chacham who buys it from the ani still has to be mafrish, that you have to be extra careful. That even though in a sense it's less chumer, you still have to be extra careful to make sure that the afrasha happens. So rishon sheish the rabbi toivas hanoya lo kol shekein. Rishon that the rabbi has toivas hanoya, where there is toivas hanoya that Hashem is mechayev you to give it away. Well, to the Levi, and then also the Trumas Meiser, lo kol shekein, that we should treat Meiser Rishon as more chumer than Meiser Sheni. And if Rabbi Elazar is going to say that you can infer that from the fact that you see him take off Meiser Sheni, that he does take off, that he takes off Meiser Rishon, that it must be that the reason is not because he doesn't make distinctions. The reason is because of the Isser and Malaska Vidimakaloy Sacher. Because we already see from Meiser Rani, we've proven that he's willing to make distinctions. And Meiser Rishon is really more chomer than Meiser Sheni. So if Rabbi Lezer is going to infer from Meiser Sheni that he really did take off Meiser Rishon, the only explanation would be that the Sama Aretz, even though he doesn't always take off Trumas and Maestras, but when he does do it, he's going to do it in the correct order. Yep.
Part one. Tomorrow night is...
Tomorrow night. Oh.